The workplace is an important part of our lives, with Australian adults spending about a third of their waking hours at work. So it makes sense that employers and employees can play a major role in creating a suicide-safer workplace community. Suicide Prevention Australia has released a work and suicide prevention position statement, which highlights the links between work-related stresses and suicide. We caught up with Policy and Sector Engagement Manager Joe Riley and asked how workplaces can implement policies and programs to promote a mentally healthy workplace and prevent suicide behaviours.
Well, we know that employers already have a legal responsibility to be providing a safe and healthy workplace, and that includes managing what's known as psychosocial stresses. So those are things that cause stress in the workplace, and that can be linked to suicide or suicidal behaviour. So in the position statement, we've provided some recommendations on some key things that employers can do to address suicide. And this includes practical things like trying to create a workplace culture that's inclusive and that makes it okay to ask for help. And we see workplace leaders as having a real opportunity here to tackle stigma, and that stigma that stops people from feeling comfortable to say in the workplace that I'm not doing okay and I need some help. So also they could be doing some things like providing suicide awareness within the workplace, making it really clear what the pathways are to getting help. So that might fit into the employee assistance program, for example, and making sure everyone in the workplace understands where they can go if they need help, and understanding that, you know, that help is confidential.
To access a copy of the Work and Suicide Prevention Position Statement and to find out more about ways workplaces can promote a mentally healthy workplace and play a role in creating a suicide-safe community, visit suicidepreventionaust.org. That's suicidepreventionaust.org.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.